You could argue a lot of things about what's the most important component of your home and all the different systems, but it's only good as the foundation it's built on, and that's what we're talking about today. If you have foundation problems, what's the next step, Bob? How do you identify it? If it's a heave, if it's a shrink, if it's a water problem that's just, you know, deteriorated, that portion of your foundation needs to get replaced. How's that problem diagnosed?
Well, we strongly believe that you should follow an engineered process. So we follow a Level B investigation as published by the Foundation Performance Association. And on my blog, foundationaz.com, I list 12 things that need to be really looked at. And there's a whole bunch of them, but floor level survey is one of the main things, a damage map. You want to look at the soil conditions. You want to look at aerial maps. There's a whole bunch of things. It's not just one thing.
And when you say look at the map, are y'all still do the manometer survey?
Yep, that's a floor level survey. That's correct.
Which sounds like it's extremely technical. What I love about that, you're using water levels.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I love those simple, obvious things that you don't overcomplicate it.
Right, and we take that very simple tool and we draw a two-scale floor plan of the house and we plot it into a computer and it draws topo lines, and then from that we get very valuable data.
How do you think, how different would Forest Service maps look if they use water levels to check their topography?
How do they what again?
I was just a silly question. How much different would Forest Service maps look done that were, you know, put together in the 60s if we redid them with a water manometer today?
Right. Yeah, you never know.
Look a little different. So we've got the manometer survey, and it lets us know, you know, what should have been in most homes, and especially on the desert floor, a flat foundation and floor grade. It lets us see rise and falls through the home.
And to that point, you know, we've done hundreds of these manometer surveys, and a brand spanking new house should have less than about 3/4 of an inch of difference between the highest and lowest point. If you get a house that's experiencing some problems, if the doors are racking, the windows aren't opening, there's cracks in the drywall, usually if it's a soils-related problem, you're going to have 1.5 inches, 1.75 inches, maybe 2 or 3 inches of difference between the high and low points. And the beauty of the manometer survey is once you run it, you see what's high, you see what's low, then you look for sources of moisture around those high and low areas. But that also establishes a baseline. And if you're going to do improvements trying to fix what these problems are, you can come back in 6 months, a year later, rerun the manometer survey and see if you've stabilized it or if it's still going up or still going down. It's really a very accurate and handy tool to use to monitor the movements after you've run it the first time.
So that's just one aspect of your 12 points is the manometer survey.
Correct.
What else on that list am I?
Well, I firmly believe that it doesn't do much good to do a floor level survey without damage associated with it. It could have been poured out of level. You don't know what's going on unless you have the valuable data of a manometer survey over time, which is super valuable, but most of the time you don't get that luxury. And so you have to make inferences, and the way you do that is by overlaying the damage on top of the floor level survey and see is the damage in the high areas, is it in the low areas, what's causing it, where do we think tinge points are, what kind of patterns do we look at, and how does the damage correspond with the highs and lows in the slab. Those two are really valuable. There's a bunch of others. We want to know what the soil conditions are. We want to look at the aerials. We want to see where the landscaping vegetation is. We want to look at the precipitation. We want to look at the foundation type. There's 5 or 6. Did I miss any major ones, Dave?
I don't think so.
And when you were talking about the damage assessment, I remember one project on a home where we were on site just observing a manometer survey for our reference and to see how to put one together. The whole reason this homeowner called to begin with is he got tired of hearing his attic popping. Right. There was nothing on the wall or floor that was indicating anything, but it was the stress point of the structure, the trusses in the attic popping from the home settling, or I think it was actually a heave. In this point, it turned out to be the root from an Aleppo pine that had to get removed as a result of it.
Right. And sometimes you can just hear popping noises from the attic just from thermal expansion and contraction. You have to be careful not to jump to conclusions, but certainly that's one thing you want to pay attention to.
We've got Alvin. We've got a couple more questions I'm going to ask you, but we are here for you, the Arizona listener, at 1-888-767-4348. We'll see how we can help Alvin here on his home. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My home is similar to one you guys were describing earlier in your program. It's built 3 feet into the ground. It's kind of like a tri-level. You walk in, you either go up or you go down. And I'm seeing some of the issues you're talking about. My door's not closing, and there's little stress points on the door. It's not cracking the drywall bad yet, but you can see it. And it feels like there's little bumps in the floor. And I was wondering, how would you fix that? Because you can't really go in from the outside. You would have to do everything from the inside.
Yeah, it probably, you know, first of all, before we jump to conclusions, we'd want to make sure we know what the problem is. You know, we want to have it clearly defined. We want to make sure we understand it. So a good investigation would determine, okay, do we have some moisture gathering underneath there? Do we have some heave going on? Do we have some shrinkage, maybe some consolidation? And all of these investigations, I feel, should be overseen by an engineer. But that's the place to start. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Chandler.
Okay. Well, Chandler has some expansive clays, so you very well could have some of that going on.
And in a tri-level home, a lot of those cases where the first floors have very, there's irrigated lots. Are you on an irrigated or a dry lot?
Dry lot.
Okay.
I am next to a green belt, though, and they water that pretty heavily.
So, well, hang tight. We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock. The news signal is bringing the bottom of the hour news. We'll be back here at Rosie on the House right after this. Continue our conversation on your foundation.